Greetings from Harp City Church. I'm Joel, and welcome to our final week of Advent. This week, we'll consider some popular Christmas songs, and I wanted to start out with Isaac Watts' Joy to the World, which became the most published Christmas song by the late 20th century. Ironically, Watts didn't intend Joy to the World to be a Christmas song when he wrote it in 1719. He meant it to be a paraphrase of Psalm 98, verses 4 to 9, with a bit of Genesis 3 thrown in. Psalm 98:4 says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music." And the rest of the psalm calls mankind and all creation to celebrate the Lord's reign. So is Joy to the World a good Christmas song? Well, notice there's no mention of Mary, Joseph, the manger, or Jesus' birth. At the same time, it is centered on Jesus and the celebration of his kingship. So let's consider these words that we're singing. We need to start with that first line that I sang wrong for most of my life. It begins, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come." I spent most of my life singing, "The Lord has come," which Hallmark and others have changed to make it better fit with Christmas. But we're not singing, "Jesus has come." We're singing, "The Lord is come," present tense, which I know probably puts some grammar police on alert. But Watts wanted us to understand that the Lord's coming into the world is a present reality. That's why the second verse begins, "Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns," present tense. This is a celebration that our Savior is now seated on the throne. This is the picture from Philippians 2, verses 9 to 11. "Therefore, God exalted him, Jesus, to the highest place, and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Jesus came to earth in flesh like ours, and by his obedient life, death on the cross, and resurrection from the dead, he has now ascended to heaven, having conquered all our enemies, sin, death, and the devil, and he's now ruling over all creation. And that is why the third verse of Joy to the World speaks to the reversal of Genesis 3, where our earth became cursed with thorns and thistles after Adam and Eve sinned and brought sorrow to our world. We sing, "No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found." When we sing that, we are again speaking to a present reality where the blessings of our Lord Jesus are now pushing out the curses. So let me ask you, does that create a tension in you as you sing that? Do you look at 2020 and all its suffering, the pandemic and other crises? And perhaps you yourself have found yourself in greater misery and slipping into depression than ever. Everything just seems more out of control than we've ever experienced. Can we really sing Jesus coming is causing blessings to flow? Does the Lord Jesus really reign over this present situation? Does it seem like Jesus is occupied elsewhere in the universe? My friends, there is this tension we find in the Bible, where Paul and so many others speak to a present already reality of glory, though they at the same time speak to it being not yet. And that is because Jesus coming and resurrection are the start of the new creation. Jesus has inaugurated the glory to come. And for those united to him, we experience it truly by faith. Such is the nature of faith. Faith is the conviction, the assurance of things not seen with our visible eyes. We confess a reality which is contrary to what can be tangibly experienced by our senses. So for us, the battle is over. The thorns and thistles are on their way out. Death has lost its sting. Yet we are waiting for it to be fully realized, which is what Advent is all about. It is celebrating Christmas and what was accomplished in the first coming, not so much as a thing of the past, but something present and pushing us into the future, which I believe answers our question about whether Joy to the World is properly a Christmas song. The incarnation of Jesus was not solely a one-time event. Yes, the Lord has come, but the Lord is come into the world, into our lives right now, as we drive out remaining unbelief in our own hearts as we sing of His present reign. And also as folks who dwell in darkness hear of His coming, and the Lord comes into their hearts for the first time, and then they join in with all creation that is groaning for the sons of God to be revealed. The Lord is come, as Jesus is nearer to us now than when He walked on our earth. And this is seen most clearly as His gospel goes forth in the power of His Spirit. So let's sing this song of our Lord Jesus coming and present reign with great joy in 2020. And let's pray those verses that remain a not yet reality with these physical eyes, such as, let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room. May the already enter into the not yet in new measure this Christmas. Maranatha, come Lord Jesus, come quickly.